This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W29CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Now president, once again, Donald Trump has set about unraveling President Biden's legacy. He began signing executive orders.
I'll revoke nearly 80 destructive and radical executive actions of the previous administration, one of the worst administrations in history. Maybe the worst.
He issued pardons of 1,500 participants in the Capitol riot 4 years ago, calling them hostages as he signed the paperwork in the Oval Office. Another executive order seeks to end birthright citizenship in the U.S. The American Civil Liberties Union is already suing to stop that. Hot, dry Santa Ana wind returning to the Los Angeles area, threatening new fires or expanding existing ones. The Palisades fire is at 59% containment, 83% for the Eaton fire. Former Vice President Harris and husband surveyed damage there after returning from Trump's inauguration. This is ABC News. The hot, dry Santa Ana wind is returning to the fire-ravaged Los Angeles area, and a particularly dangerous situation red flag warning is up. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
Extreme winds are expected to hit overnight tonight. During those times, firefighting aircraft may not be able to fly. 70 to 80 mile per hour wind could be even stronger in some areas. James White is at the National Weather Service.
The time when we have a potential for those strongest winds to mix down is only about 8 hours or so.
170 extra fire engines, water tenders, and firefighting aircraft have been deployed by the governor's office. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Bob Dylan artifacts were auctioned off in Nashville over the weekend. About 60 photos, music sheets, and other items on the block. The highest bid was for a typewritten draft of Mr. Tambourine Man. Went for $508,000. Most of the items came from the collection of the late music journalist Al Aronowitz. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Allbush Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Anthony Anderson. For the past 80 years, the United Negro College Fund has helped more than 500,000 students graduate from college and become leaders of our nation. Since its beginning in 1944, UNCF has made one truth known. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Support UNCF as they continue supporting the dreams and hopes of 50,000 deserving students each year. Please visit uncf.org today. Happy 80th, UNCF.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Badgers are moving up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers, moved up in the national AP Top 25 thanks to a string of wins, including beating USC over the weekend. Wisconsin now ranked 18th in the nation. They'll play UCLA tomorrow night. Marquette still highly ranked, moving down from 7th to 10th in the nation after losing to Xavier over the weekend, their first loss in the Big East Conference. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Congrats to Xavier. They came in here with phenomenal force and aggressiveness. I did think our guys showed incredible character, resiliency, fight to make it one possession. Didn't get it done.
NFL Detroit Lions offensive coordinator, 38-year-old Ben Johnson, is headed to Chicago. He'll sign the paperwork tomorrow to become the next head coach of the Chicago Bears. The Lions were eliminated by Washington over the weekend. In Atlanta, it's Ohio State against Notre Dame tonight in the title game for the College Football National Championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, you know it's a slow holiday weekend at the box office when a movie that was released 5 weeks ago is number one. Mufasa, The Lion King, has been ranked one or two since its release on December 20th. And this past weekend, the film brought in almost $12,000 to lead the way at the domestic box office. Mufasa barely edged out the number two film over the weekend, Sony Pictures' One of Them Days, which reviewed incredibly well and brought in $11.6 million last weekend. The comedy about two girls trying to make rent, starring Kiki Palmer and SZA, is a surprise hit. Wolfman finished in third place in its opening weekend with just under 11 million and mediocre reviews. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 actually moved up a spot from number 5 last week to finish in fourth with about $8.5 million, and it was Den of Thieves 2, which opened at number 1 last week but had a huge drop-off and finished with about $6.5 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Extreme cold warning out in the overnight, as we'll see still plenty of clouds around the area. They should thin a little bit, though, towards sunrise. Temperatures nearly to 15 below. Wind chills around 30 to 35 below. And a gusty northwest breeze. Sunshine 5 above Tuesday. Currently 7 degrees below zero.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our friend Luke Mathers is in with another edition of What's Grinding His Gears, and we'll take a look at what's worse, grocery or clothes shopping. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. News from the center, WRCE.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. As I mentioned, it's a national day of mourning. I am wearing black. In fact, I think most of our staff is wearing, there's Sean dressed in black. Indeed. Trump just got sworn in. The AP picture shows him not having his hand on the Bible. I don't know if that was just for a moment or if that was through the whole thing, or if, you know, it's even a real picture. I mean, it's circulating right now in social media. Was he afraid that his hand would burst into flames? I don't know. He did say this. He said, over the past 8 years, I have been tested and challenged more than any president in our 250-year history. Really? More than Abe Lincoln, who fought the Civil War? More than Franklin Roosevelt, who fought World War II, or Woodrow Wilson, who fought World War I? This guy's self-centeredness and hubris is just mind-boggling. Just absolutely mind-boggling. So, anyhow, as I said, I'll be getting with you about what we're seeing in terms of executive orders as they start coming down. South Korea, meanwhile, over the weekend, you know, it's been, I think, about 2 weeks, maybe a little longer, that the president of South Korea has been in prison. At first, they tried to arrest him, and a bunch of people prevented that from happening, but now he's in jail. In fact, he's in solitary confinement. And so over the weekend, there was the Seoul Western District Court building. They held a hearing for him, and a crowd showed up, much like Trump's crowd, and attacked the building, left 51 police officers hospitalized, 7 seriously injured. Broadcast journalists from KBS and MBC, the two big South Korean networks, were attacked and had their equipment damaged. This is... You know, you wonder, is Russia driving this? Is China driving this? Are there right-wing billionaire oligarchs in South Korea who are driving this? I mean, we know that Reverend Moon's son is here in the United States, I believe, you know, pushing a kind of a new cult where they have they carry AR-15s and they have bullets around their, you know, as a crown of bullets. He's got a crown of bullets. I don't know if his shtick has any relation to this or not. Far-right pastor Jeon Kwang-hoon told supporters that the people's right to resist, quote, supersedes the Constitution, and said that he would pay protesters to attend the anti-impeachment rallies. The Yonkun camp, the pro-Yoon camp, excuse me, this is from The Guardian. The pro-Yoon camp has taken its cue from its equivalent in the U.S. in form and substance, from the Stop the Steal placards and MAGA-inspired baseball caps to the unfounded claims that National Assembly elections in 2020 and last spring were rigged. The acting president, Chai Sang-mok, described the scenes of violence as unimaginable in a democratic society. I think that's a good way of putting it. It's pretty amazing. Meanwhile, up in Canada, Chrystia Freeland, who has been a guest on this program a number of times back in the day, back when she was a reporter for the Financial Times, and she's just a brilliant financial analyst. This is a woman who really understands both politics and finance. She resigned, very publicly resigned from the Justin Trudeau administration a couple of weeks ago, saying that she did not agree with his effort to make peace with Donald Trump, basically. And in fact, she said that Canada must, she denounced the use of Trudeau's, quote, costly political gimmicks, and said Canada must push back against America first economic nationalism. And in addition to that, she said Florida orange growers, Michigan dishwasher manufacturers, and Wisconsin dairy farmers, brace yourself, arguing that Canada is going to retaliate if Trump puts tariffs on Canada. So she's going to run for the leadership of the Liberal Party, which Trudeau is the head of right now, and they're going to vote on their new leader on the 9th of March. Now, if she wins that, she does have a fellow who's former Bank of Canada and Bank of New England Governor Mark Carney is also running against her. But if she wins, she will face off against Pierre Poilievre. I don't know how to pronounce it, P-O-I-L-I-E-V-R-E, who is the conservative, and his party's actually leading right now in the national polling. So, you know, we'll see what happens in Canada, but this right-wing movement that we just, you know, I just described what's going on in South Korea, it's happening in Canada, it's happening in the United States, it's happening all across Europe, and almost in every case, it's being driven by white people upset about too many brown people immigrating into the country. I mean, that's what drove Trump. And again, climate change is driving people out of places like, you know, Guatemala and Nicaragua up into the United States. It's driving farmers off their land. Climate change was what drove farmers in Syria off their land and into the cities. And then when they started protesting, saying that they wanted basically welfare, they wanted food, Assad came out and shot at them, and then Russia came in to defend Assad. This was, you know, 10 years ago or a little more like 15 years ago. This was the Arab Spring, and we covered it extensively on this program. And the Arab Spring was provoked by climate change, and then that response by Assad and by Russia to, you know, bombing the crap out of Aleppo and reducing to rubble a good part of Damascus. That led to some 5 to 6 million Syrians fleeing north across the, you know, into southern Europe and heading through Europe. Angela Merkel, the then chancellor or prime minister, whatever her title was, of Germany, accepted 1 million. Sweden opened their doors and let a lot in. I mean, this is a humanitarian disaster. But these right-wing movements, Alternative for Deutschland in Germany, the right-wing movements in country after country, Giorgia Meloni in Italy, who was at Trump's swearing-in this morning, by the way, all of these right-wing movements are basically grounded in hate of brown-skinned immigrants. These are all, at their foundation, white supremacist or white nationalist movements. And the same thing is happening in Canada. Canada, under Pierre, Justin Trudeau, Pierre was his father, the previous prime minister, or an earlier prime minister. But under Justin Trudeau, Canada took in a lot of immigrants, and many of them Syrians. And now you've got this whole right-wing backlash about, you know, there's too many brown people, there's too many Muslims, they're not us, it's disrupting the character of our country, it's a threat to our security. You know, bloody, 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 blood. And we're seeing this all over the world. And it's being amplified, of course, by white nationalists who run social media companies and the whole giant white nationalist apparatus that Vladimir Putin runs out of Russia on social media. So, you know, how's this going to play out here in the United States?
You were there, whether or not I gave a little or not. Was he enough? I can still hear you saying you're proud of me.
It's your day of support.
Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. It's like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him. It's 80s next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my mind.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/older adults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in, like, late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Hudson Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at Civic Media.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic
Christmas cookies that Louise got that we still have left over. Even when I mess up my diet, though.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner. And nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets Delicious Valentine's Cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
Look and feel healthier.
Hello, this is Addertuck Flora on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addertouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, J.J. Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Hey, Terry, what's up?
Favorite song, Miss Me.
I'm sorry, be crude, but this
is very concerning.
And when you start to sing along, think about all the times that we danced in moonlight to it all night long. Then Miss Bennett,
it's not a night, it's not a night, it's exciting. But yeah, I get it. I agree with your perspective, Kenyatta.
Like you did the night you told me that you loved me.
Pull these things together and summarize.
We couldn't wait anymore. Left the keys in the door, took my hand, pulled me down on the kitchen floor.
But here in Southern California, I've been spared the fire, but the winds are back up today, so almost 80 miles an hour. And one of the big problems no one knows is that we have constant power.
Just when he's holding you. It's killing me. Let my memory be the reason, girl, that you can't sleep. And every time you feel his touch, I pray to God it's not enough. That I touched your heart so deep, girl, you can't shake me. Cause I love you. Yes, I need you.
Suffer from this, you know, the extreme hoarding. You know, not
you
like
can't
me,
take it no
time.
More.
Me too.
I've miss me, baby.
Pretty much every book I've ever read since I was, you know,
pack your bags and hit the door. I'm a man. I was wrong. Forgive me. Come back home. I'll be waiting.
So,
you waiting.
But you know, for some people, it's crap watching. Literally crap watching their houses. And that's.
Now when he's holding you, know that it's killing me. Let my memory be the reason, girl, that you can't sleep. And every time you feel his touch, I pray to God it's not enough. That I touched your heart so deep, girl, you can't shake me. Cause I love you. Yes, I love you.
Free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream with Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free.
Watch the river just roll on by. That's what I do.
Way, same way, right here, right now with you. CNN.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Now president, once again, Donald Trump has set about unraveling President Biden's legacy. He began signing executive orders.
Revoked nearly 80 destructive and radical executive actions of the previous administration, one of the worst administrations in history, maybe the worst, not one of them, the worst.
He issued pardons of 1,500 participants in the Capitol riot 4 years ago, calling them hostages as he signed the paperwork in the Oval Office. Another executive order seeks to end birthright citizenship in the U.S. The American Civil Liberties Union is already suing to stop that. Hot, dry Santa Ana wind returning to the Los Angeles area, threatening new fires or expanding existing ones. Palisades fire is at 59% containment, 83% for the Eaton fire. Former Vice President Harris and husband surveyed damage there after returning from Trump's inauguration. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Comedian Dave Chappelle has made a living being funny and controversial, which is tough to do. On last weekend, Saturday Night Live, the comedian said he was tired of being controversial. During his fourth time hosting the show, Chappelle wished new President Trump good luck, joked about the L.A. fires, and at one point said he was never invited to a Diddy party, adding that that was a hard way to find out you're ugly. He might be tired of being controversial, but it will be interesting to see if he can avoid those urges over the next 4 years. Awards season is heating up, even for the lesser-known award events. Saudi Arabia's Joy Awards took place over the weekend and had some serious star power in attendance. Morgan Freeman was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award, which was presented by Anthony Hopkins. Matthew McConaughey was given the award for Best Personality, which is really impressive given that he makes the absolute worst commercials. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Badgers are moving up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers moved up in the national AP Top 25 thanks to a string of wins, including USC over the weekend. Wisconsin now ranked 18th in the nation. They'll play UCLA tomorrow night. Marquette still highly ranked, moving down from 7th to 10th in the nation after losing to Xavier over the weekend, their first loss in the Big East Conference. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Congrats to Xavier. They came in here with phenomenal force and aggressiveness. I did think our guys showed incredible character, resiliency, fight to make it one possession. Didn't get it done.
NFL Detroit Lions offensive coordinator 38-year-old Ben Johnson is heading to Chicago. He'll sign the paperwork tomorrow to become the next head coach of the Chicago Bears. Lions were eliminated by Washington over the weekend. In Atlanta, it's Ohio State against Notre Dame tonight in the title game for the College Football National Championship. Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Extreme cold warning out in the overnight, as we'll see still plenty of clouds around the area. They should thin a little bit, though, towards sunrise. Temperatures nearly to 15 below. Wind chills around 30 to 35 below. A gusty northwest breeze. Sunshine 5 above Tuesday. Currently 7 degrees below zero.
The Todd Allbus Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina, can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Samuel Dex. When the UNCL, the United Negro College Fund, was founded 80 years ago, they hoped that they could change this vision for the better. And they had. As a proud alum of an HBCU, Morehouse College, I'm an advocate for HBCU. I support the work that UNCF does for students of color, scholarship, and internship for 50,000 deserving students each year. Visit uncf.org today, and remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn. Plus, when did Republicans embrace rule by executive order? We dive in with John Nichols from the Cap Times and Nation Magazine.
Tune in. The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
The National Child Workers and Activists is so much more. Whether you take action, visit FFLA.us.
511-511, or go to ffrf.us/harmony. Together, we make 2025.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad, cry myself to sleep.
Show me how this town
shatter dreams. Another lesson about nice folks came to Babylon. Found out that pie don't taste so sweet.
Shall we say, contradictory information about the one election. But we'll get to that.
start liking.
But I, you know, so yeah, let's just let this is kind of in what is happening all over the world. And like I said, it's
I love you too much to ever start liking you. So don't expect me to be your friend.
The main thing that's driving here in the United States, although, you know, there's also a male response to women having equal political power. And of course, the whole, you know, fundy religious response to the queer people.
Always
do you feel past the democracy for Hungary, Russia, or China?
You know, not for Russia and China right now. Probably not for China at all. China has no history of democracy. They have no experience of democracy. And the communist system has done well by the class. I mean, when I lived there in 1988, in November of 1988, it was a disaster. And it was very, very important. I mean, you know, it got larger than the class. So, Hong Kong, I think, was a huge indicator of that. With regard to Russia, you know, again, here's how that flip happens. When you have oligarchy, basically, oligarchies are also kleptocracies. They're also, you know, forms of government where the rich people are using government to convert the resources of the country to their own wealth. And in the process, ripping off, you know, working class people.
And drive a big limousine.
I'll
buy the longest one you've ever seen. I'll buy you tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool for you. If you want to own a great big mansion,
well,
I'll give it utmost attention. I'll buy you tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool for you.
Well,
I'm a fool
for you.
Well, if it's loving you want, then I've got it. If it's money you want, then I'll get it. I'll buy you tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool for you.
It's true.
Well, if it's loving you want, then I've got it. If it's money you want, then I'll get it. I'll buy you tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool for you.
I like it. Holly, thank you. That was a good one. Rick in Grass Valley, California. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey, Doc, love your show. You know, the best musician is always moving out the way. So I would just encourage everyone to laugh at Republicans. You know, I can tell that one out of three Republicans is as dumb as the other two.
There you go. I got it, Rick. Living good is the best revenge.
I remember when I first met you, sipping coffee in a corner booth. You were twirling your hair, and I just had to stare for a minute. I was laughing at your stack of books. Then you shot me that smile. Hey, beautiful girl, in your own little world, let me in it. You got all my attention. You ain't even trying. Yeah, you're my kind of different, and I've never seen nothing like you. Shades on me, summer rain.
Accurate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebuilding
the American
Dream.
It's the Roundup. Phil and Hank in the mornings every weekday morning at 7:20. Your go-to for the Roundup of all things fun and full of useless knowledge. Tune in and start your day with a smile.
Right on in. Please check out everywhere and online.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
And beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra. CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
Attention floor buyers, the 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like wood look waterproof floors for just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Pre-finished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidator store near you today.
Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction, and reinvented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Thank you so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
If you can't remember the last time you slept all night or you feel stressed during the day, and you hear about sleep from CBS Total, they've got natural solutions for sleep and stress that you can't stop raving about. Check out some of the 48,000 five star reviews. Things like, best sleep I've gotten in years, or I wake up feeling refreshed and ready to go.
Here, Will in Riverside, California. Hey, Will, what's up?
One Friday night at a football game, the Lord's Prayer said and the anthem sang. A man said, folks, bow your heads for a list of local.
They've taken, they finally did what
crying all alone under the stands was a piccolo player in the marching band and one name read.
Traveling soldier, our love will never end.
pressure in American history. And it was because treasuries are a form of investment that is absolutely safe. It's the only absolutely safe investment out there. So we need a certain amount of debt. We need treasuries are actually necessary for the system to work. But after World War II, at the end of World War II, our national debt was at 120% of GDP. Our national debt was greater than our entire GDP. Right now, our GDP is around $34 million a year, and our national debt is $36 million a year. So we're approaching where we were at the end of World War II. After World War II, Harry Truman and then Dwight Eisenhower started paying down our national debt. John Kennedy continued. We had a top 90% income tax rate until the 1960s, the mid-60s. Lyndon Johnson dropped that down to 67, down to 74%. They closed a bunch of loopholes in the process. And by the time Ronald Reagan came into office, that massive national debt that was larger than the entire gross domestic product of the country was down to a mere $800 billion, less than $1 trillion. But Reagan had this idea that this guy named Judy Anitsky, this Republican strategist, he should spend like crazy while he's president and cut taxes on rich people to drive up the national debt. Because if you could drive the national debt up high enough, it would force Democrats to cut social programs like Social Security, Medicare, food stamps, Section 8 housing, all these kinds of things, education. And so Reagan borrowed like crazy. Clinton came in and actually reduced the national debt. Bush came in, he ran up the national debt even farther, with more tax cuts for billionaires and two wars that were off the books. Obama came in, he tried to pay down the national debt, and then Trump came in, and he added another $700 trillion to the national debt. So right now we've got this huge national debt, and all of it is the result of tax cuts to billionaires. If you add up all the tax cuts to billionaires from Reagan's to today, you know it's a bigger impact. It's way over $36 trillion. So this bizarre theory that Reagan had that he could break the will of Democrats by running up the national debt. And by the way, this year, the last year, he spent about $600 billion interest on that national debt that three Republican presidents ran up. So, it was all done for political purposes. It is being used as an excuse right now, the national debt. You will hear Republicans talking about how we can't afford this, we can't afford that, we can't afford cheap dollars, we can't afford doing healthcare, we can't afford because of the national debt, which they themselves created, they're still doing Reagan's, thing, doing his two Santa Claus strategy. So that's what's going on, and that's how it works, right? Did that make sense? So, did I answer your question? Private banks. That's not what's going on.
Okay, maybe I'm a little confused on it.
Yeah, the Treasury Department, which is the U.S. government, says, we're going to spend $1 trillion this year more than we made, so we're going to offer $1 trillion worth of Treasury bills in $10,000 denominations, $100,000 denominations, $1 million denominations, $5,000 denominations. Anybody can buy them. They're sold at auction. And the amount that they pay interest, the amount of interest that they pay, is a function of how many people show up and want to buy them at the auctions. And the crisis that we will face is if the day comes that nobody shows up at the auction and wants to buy them. So far, we haven't had that happen, but that's the crisis everybody's predicting. Well, I don't know that.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
You get a free smartphone. If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible. That's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan. Save money. Plus, get a free smartphone every year.
right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Earl Ingram.
How will the incoming presidential administration impact you? We'll discuss with Sandy Williams following Monday's inauguration on Donald Trump.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back at all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumped out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch, and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass
holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Afghanistan's Taliban government announced the release of two Americans in a prisoner swap, identifying one as Ryan Corbett. The Taliban says they were exchanged for Khan Muhammad, arrested 2 decades ago and now serving a sentence in a California prison. At least two other Americans remain detained in Afghanistan. Back in the Oval Office. President Trump signed multiple executive orders after being sworn in, including one on TikTok that he claimed gives him new powers.
Essentially, with TikTok, I have the right to either sell it or close.
Among his first actions, issuing pardons to around 1,500 individuals convicted in the January 6th attack, including Enrique Tarrio, former Proud Boys head honcho. The FBI confirming a Border Patrol agent was shot and killed on I-91 in Vermont, south of the Canadian border. One suspect killed, a second wounded. This is ABC News. From the Rockies to the Northern Plains,